Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Paul, give us your practice report today.
Yeah, I thought things, it was great this last period, right? They came over and they basically had the whole teams over here. We thought they might even game it with punts and stuff. I think it was a little bit more scripted than that because the Titans' first team offense ran seven plays. Then it flipped the other way and the Bucks' first team offense ran seven plays. I thought for the most part that whole thing was a wash. Mariota did take two sacks during those seven plays, including at the end, one from Quan Alexander. So that wasn't the best. And, you know, to have a sack in a drill like this, it's got to happen pretty quickly before a whistle's blown or the play's kind of judged to have blown up. I thought that was pretty good. Corey Davis had the best catch of that offensive period, the biggest gain for either team, a nice pass down the middle. That was a big chunk, and I thought really it was a wash both ways. Then here's what happened. The second teams went and alternated, and then the third teams, instead of running it both ways, they had one third team down here running their offense and the other third team down on the other field running their offense. They ran them simultaneously, which is a good way to get a lot of guys' snaps simultaneously, and then the big horn sounded from there. The interesting thing of the Bucs' first team period was that Winston ran it.
Oh.
And Fitzpatrick's been running most of the first. We will have Ryan Fitzpatrick tomorrow at noon, familiar face and voice, and a super intelligent guy who's going to be starting the first three games for the Bucs this year.
I brought this up with Chad. It has to be semi-awkward because you want to prepare your team for the long stretch of the season, but also Dirk Koetter has to prepare his team for the first 3 weeks without Jameis Winston. So splitting those reps and also leadership reps, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Winston's supposed to be the leader of the entire locker room as the quarterback. He represents that locker room, and he's not going to play the first 3 weeks.
It's pretty awkward, you know, and I think you just do the best you can with it. I mean, what can Dirk Koetter do?
Right.
You just have to meet it out.
I'm intrigued by what goes behind
it.
The plan of getting through camp and building reps.
Yeah, and it's not like he's around for those leadership reps when those three games are happening. Your leader's out of the building for those three games, and so you need other people to step up. I can't say enough how impressed I am with Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. I'll overdraft both of them just based on what I saw today. And it's not like they were catching everything or that they were thrown to on every play. Just if you throw a good ball to Mike Evans high,
mm-hmm.
Never mind the jump. I mean, he caught one between Vaccaro and I can't remember who the corner was, and it didn't really matter, where he just stood with his arms up and caught it like a giant in the middle of regular people. And there's really not much you can do. I asked Dirk Koetter, I said, is it tempting at times just to go Evans, Evans, Evans? And he goes, well, that's what we do.
it's a sound strategy.
I think so. I think that's pretty easy play calling there as long as he's getting protection. Be it Fitzpatrick or Winston.
So the secondary, other than Mike Evans, did they have a good day?
Here's what I thought about the secondary, which I think is telling, and it's developing in the right direction, right? They're bad in one-on-ones, which you should lose against good mm-hmm. wide receivers, right? Advantage wide
yeah.
receivers. They weren't very good in 7-on-7, which is also advantage wide receiver. A little bit better, I thought. And then in team, they played their best. So they progressed in the right direction in the secondary with some help from the front. Obviously, when it's all quilted together, I thought finished strong and played better in team than they played in 1-on-1 or 7-on-7. And I think if you're a coach and you have your choice, you'd rather have them play their best, the best defensive football in the team periods, not in 7-on-7 or not in 1-on-1. And that's what the Titans got today.
Did you notice things today that we didn't see in the preseason game from the defense, like five-man fronts, for instance?
Well, I noticed, I was told about something on the offensive side that was very interesting, that Corey Davis lined up in a couple bunch formations as the inside receiver. Now, I don't know if you're, you know, he's technically the slot guy. Mm-hmm. It's not the same as lining up in the slot with a guy wide on your side and a guy wide on the other side. But that he's releasing from the inside position there is something I don't recall seeing out here. We've seen predominantly dedicated slots with Campanaro and with Williams. And Corey Davis being somewhere other than outside hasn't been very frequent. So, you know, maybe they've been building up to that or they wanted to show something different. But I think he made some catches from different spots on the field, which, you know, is encouraging and which you want him to get to. And you're not giving him more on his plate, right, until you feel pretty comfortable with him at his primary outside spot.
Anything from the pass rush or as the Titans defensive front went one-on-one with the Bucs O-line?
They got back there a little bit. I don't know that they did exclusive one-on-ones. There was some group stuff. I thought that the defensive front against the run with some play action stuff did well filling holes. I think a Dory came up and made a play in the hole. Kerry Combs was getting very excited. I thought the run defense was pretty sound in terms of stepping up, filling things up, and plugging things up and making initial contact. You know, you can't tell what happens from there. Bucks run game is not their forte, right? And, you know.
They got Ronald Jones, the rookie.
I think the Bucs look like you'd expect the Bucs to look. Like their star players look like star players, and the areas where they're not so loaded, not so good. But again, it's always hard to judge run game at even a full contact practice. I'm not running much if I'm the Bucs on first and one, but first and ten. But they probably will. I didn't notice Jones as opposed to anybody else back there, and he's not first on their depth chart by any means.
It sounds like, too, that there were no like big events, no big fights that we're going to hear about on NFL Network or anything.
No. I mean, I think the trash talking was down here with the offense, and you read a tweet or heard a reporter.
Yeah, there was a Tampa reporter that said the trash talk from Quan Alexander and Jason Pierre-Paul to the Titans offense was worth the plane ticket it cost him to get up here to watch that practice.
Yeah, the first two running backs they have on their depth chart, Peyton Barber and Jacquizz Rodgers. I mean, that's not very exciting. Jones down there third.
Ronald Jones?
Yeah. I do think, you know, their pass rush, the Bucs pass rush, did pretty well in the full team thing, and certainly you can see Quan Alexander showing up, Vinny Curry and Jason Pierre-Paul making some plays and being a handful, generally speaking.
Someone's joking with me that I sound like Butch Jones talking about leadership reps for the quarterback's position, which maybe it does sound like that, but I do think that you have to monitor reps for Winston because he's your quarterback, but he's just not there for the first month and what is just a tough start with Pittsburgh and New Orleans, and is it New England as well that's in that stretch? No, Philadelphia.
Three 16ths of your schedule. I mean, that's not small, you know?
Oh, right,
and it's
right.
First, and first is
especially
most
for
important.
A coach on the hot seat starting 0-3.
Ready for. So, I don't know. They're in a tough
yes.
spot. Titans don't exactly have it easy coming out, but at least they're, you know, barring some tough injury, they're going to be at full play, at full strength, and have their people at their disposal. And again, it would have been nice, you know, to see the full receiving core today. I'm going to watch the offense tomorrow. They'll probably flip fields to inconvenience everybody, and I'll be down on the far field again.